The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour we got some bonus time with our good friend and assistant producer, Captain Morgan. We've held her over. Sorry to keep you waiting on a Friday. We thought the weekend was there for you, but no such luck.
Well, you got to work hard for the money, so I'm here. I just expect my gold to be delivered shortly.
Well, you're a pirate. You just take it. You don't, you know, but... Super Don is here this hour. We got question of the day I'm going to get to on polyarthritis. Also, The Devil in D.C. What is that book all about? Does Cheryl Trumbly want to establish a theocracy? See, people get nervous when they hear religious people want to take back the government. I'm not afraid. You shouldn't be either, but we'll talk to Cheryl Trumbly about what that really means. And her book this hour. Very excited. By the way, his op-ed, your husband finished the book. He took it from me, you know. No, I gave it to him to read. I read it, but you know.
Didn't realize that was your only copy. He's not done, but I told him he had to finish it on the plane tonight.
Well, then you get to read it next, but Cheryl signed it to me, not op-ed.
Well, I will make sure that it gets back into your hands.
No, I hope he's enjoying it. It's really, really a good read. A lot of practical things we're going to get to. But, you know, the most practical of things is kind of like what we've talked to the Doc of Detox about as well, water, clean water, right? And there's not much of it to go around anymore. A couple of news stories that I definitely want to hit with you guys and talk about it is, and by the way, you've come over and we've had the molecular hydrogen, the Echo water, Morgan.
Yeah.
Right?
It's delicious.
And when we were together at Vicasa Expo, we were actually able to have it right there at the booth, which was nice.
Yes, fresh and instantaneously hydrated.
Yeah, so...
It really, you know, when you start drinking good water, you start to notice how bad other water is.
Well, yeah, and I said this, it's not just the water that you can see. Even if you can't see it and it looks clean, there's stuff in there. I think we posted a picture in today's notes of my pre-filter, and I'll make sure that that's there for you, Morgan. The pre-filter, this is after like 2 or 3 months, I'm not sure, when I changed it last, and you'll see that it's not instantaneous, but even in clean water supplies that don't have any apparent problems, there's going to be debris in the water unless you filter it out, and that's why it's so important to do it. But this first story, before we get to the filtering story, is about the FDA. It's up on Natural News. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says the FDA just banned fluorine-based chemicals in food packaging because of their toxicity, but guess what? It refuses to ban fluoride in public water supplies. Cognitive dissonance, anyone?
Well, it's fluorine. You know, it's not fluoride. It's fluorine. It's different.
It's still flow at the beginning, and no matter what you call it, not a good plan for a lot of reasons. But they recognize its toxicity in terms of packaging of food. But when it comes to the water that you drink, you know, we're going to pretend that fluoride is so good that if somebody in Canada removes it from the water supply, we're going to claim that tooth decay is on the rise there.
Well, it's been the party line for so long that the poorer communities need the government to put in fluoride to take care of their teeth. And trying to go back and change that story and admit that something went wrong or that it might actually be toxic, something that we need to detox from, would cause a lot of issues, I'm sure.
Yeah, there are liability issues. We know that. Of course, there's the shame issue that they stood behind it. But they seem to be circling the wagons on fluoride, as the American Dental Association has done with mercury in the tooth fillings. And by the way, I still get calls from people that have these mercury fillings. Do you know any folks that have still the mercury fillings? They look like dark silver, grayish, or blackish chunks in their teeth.
Well, my husband actually had his removed last year, I think. We found a naturally minded dentist who was able to take it out and put in something safer. So it's a shame, though, that people are still dealing with that.
If there were justice in the dental profession, every dentist that installed this would remove it for free. Of course, you wouldn't want to go to the dentist that put it in, because they're so haphazard to put the second most toxic metal known to man in your mouth that you wouldn't want them coming anywhere near your mouth to remove it, because they wouldn't know how to do it safely.
Kind of amazing what dentists have gotten away with over the years in general.
Yeah. I mean, they could be a good friend.
Think of that Little Shop of Horrors show or whatever. It freaks me out.
Who was the dentist in that? Was it Rick Moranis or was it Steve Martin? I have this vision of both of them as dentists.
Rick Moranis was the one who had the
plant.
Oh, he was the guy with what was her name? Audrey
Seymour.
Too.
He had the one with Seymour the plant, right?
Was it Seymour or Audrey too?
His name was Seymour. The plant was Audrey. Right?
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. Audrey too, because he was in love with Audrey. Listen to that. We're right dancing back to Broadway here.
Who's on first? What's right? on second?
So who was the dentist in that one? Do you remember? I just have a memory of Steve Martin playing a dentist. I don't know if I'm right on that, though.
I don't remember. We'll have to look it up.
I'm Googling as we speak.
Dr. Google, the dentist, will find out who was in there. But anyway, the FDA acknowledging the role of fluorine as a toxic chemical, but denying the reality that it's toxic in water as well. And remember, relation to mercury fillings, it increases the intake or uptake of mercury from your mouth, much less that might be coming through the water or the pipes, etc. And this is the problem that we've seen with Flint, Michigan, and other areas around the country. And that includes our expansion of concern into Jackson, Mississippi. Did you see this? Mississippi officials warning that pregnant women and kids 5 years old and younger should stay away from tap water in their city because of, you guessed it, lead. More lead. We said it was the tip of the iceberg. We weren't kidding. Now,
it really is true when Aaron Brockovich was talking about how we're in the midst of a national water crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that's why I wanted to take the picture of the pre-filter. And I'm not saying we're necessarily dealing with lead where I am, but who knows? The fact of the matter is we've got that, then we've got multi-stage filtration afterwards, and then at the sink, even if you only have this is going to be tremendous, you have the echo system, which also has multi-stage filtration, and then basically brings that molecular hydrogen out into the water so you can actually counteract the dangerous radicals, free radicals, if you will. So there are many strategies, many layers to do it, and of course we've talked to the Doc of Detox about some more advanced technologies that are pretty, admittedly, they're a little esoteric, although as a homeopath, I get it. When you alter the structure of water somehow or the energy of that water, it also is a wonderful thing. We've done it with that shower head, and it really feels different.
Mm. Isn't there something with iodine and fluoride that can help?
What do you mean? To neutralize it?
Well, if you've been taking in fluorinated tap water over a long period of time.
Oh, it displaces the receptors, right. Yeah, no, that is a good point. Fluorines, the chemicals, the halides, they can impact the uptake and utilization of iodine. You're right, and therefore we can see a lot of thyroid conditions associated with fluoridated and chlorinated water.
Mm. All right, I have come up with our Little Shop of Horrors trivia answer here.
Okay.
Steve Martin played the part of Oren Scrivello.
The dentist, yes?
He was a dentist.
Yes.
He was the abusive, sadistic, and nitrous oxide-huffing dentist.
Yeah, what a character he played. Oh, my gosh. So I did remember that correctly. I don't know if that makes me like an honorable show tune kind of guy now or what. What is that? Is that good or bad?
Or a nerd.
A nerd. Total nerd. Little Shop of Horrors.
I think everybody's seen that.
Feed me, Seymour.
Yeah, great lines in that for sure. Seymour didn't feed the Little Shop of Horrors Audrey 2 plant with chlorinated water. If he did, of course, he might have killed the plant. Maybe that would have saved some lives, but that's another story. Wouldn't have been as funny of a play.
That,
right.
Right.
Yeah, but this is something that really, even though we've covered it for years and years and years here on the show, this crisis going out to the mainstream media on water quality, it's about dang time. But at the same time, I haven't seen anything in terms of a program for my lefty progressive friends to say, why don't we provide filtration in every home that's affected? For instance, we can filter these things out, but it's all about, no, we got to keep spending money on fluoride, right? How many hundreds of thousands, depending, or millions, depending on the size of the city, are they spending on toxic waste products of aluminum phosphate mining to put into the water to mass drug the population there? And again, my message of self-reliance means you can't look to the government. Of course, they're going to say, well, these people are poor. Granted that, but I know it raises too many controversies. But just because we're poor doesn't mean we get to basically not do things that are so critically important or find ways to do them. If we rely upon the government for the things, whether it be clean water, and again, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have municipal treated systems. Don't get me wrong here. But the reality is, how many generations, how many years, how many decades have gone by, and we're just now going, hey, wait, there's a problem here. What does that mean? We parked our ability to ask questions at a government bureaucrat's door and said, you take care of me. And how well is that working out?
Yeah, well, and if a few people can get together in a community or in a neighborhood, you can help each other out. You know, if a few people go in on a water system and then share it with each other, you know, there are ways to make it work, but I think you're right. I think sometimes we get caught up in all the other stuff that we're doing, and we just want to trust that, you know, the government or Big Brother or whoever has got this under control, and they don't. They can't physically all the time be doing, you know, what's best for you individually.
Well, and we can only manage this on a local level. Of course, the feds are now getting involved in Flint and elsewhere, and that's going to be a boondoggle if there ever was, and they're still not focusing on filtration and providing much less intravenous chelation to correct it. I still hear the talking heads in the mainstream media saying, well, there's nothing you can do for these people who have already been poisoned. Yes, there is, but they won't discuss it because of what it means to acknowledging a legitimate medical intervention that is considered quackery by much of the medical associations. Super Don, where am I wrong here?
You're not.
I'm looking for it. I'm admitting it if
right
I am.
Answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, there's not a whole lot of ways to explain that. You're dead on accurate on that one.
All right. Well, thank you for that validation, Super Don. I feel so much better. All right, when we come back, I got a question of the day coming from UK Health Radio related to arthritis. Give a listen, and we'll tell you about the metabolic pathways that need to be corrected and how to do it. Then, the devil in D.C., how do we get him out? Well, with the help of Cheryl Chumley. Back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. Thank you, Captain.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it, heading into the weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bottom of the hour, joined by Cheryl Chumley for her new book, The Devil in D.C. Beware, beware. It's an awesome book. You're going to want to read it. We'll get to that in a moment. But first and foremost, once in a while, you guys and gals out there from all over the world will submit questions, comments, and, you know, one of those things that allows me to say, maybe there's something somebody wants to know. So it's time once again for, you know it, the question of the day.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Today's question comes from across the pond, thanks to Johan and our friends at UK Health Radio. They sent out a message from one of the listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and they've got a whole plethora of shows out there if you haven't plugged in to UKHealthRadio.com. Great place to go. And it relates to something called polyarthritis. So this is from, and it's unnamed a listener over there. I have just learned a dear friend is suffering from polyarthritis, and she's only 38, and I am trying to get her to look into more natural ways. She is taking medicines, but she's not so sure about the medicines. I've told her about your radio, but is there a specific program she should be on? She lives in the south of France near Lyon. And this is from a listener again on UK Health Radio. So, Johan, thanks for sending that on over, and appreciate y'all over there. And, of course, reaching out to the English-speaking world all over the place. In fact, polyarthritis is something I've talked about over the years, and if the question's coming up now, it means we need to talk about it again. This is inflammation of the skeletal system, typically of joints, multiple joints, five or more joints at a time, they say. And no, this is not a cannabis update. These are, you know, like finger joint, different things, elbows, you know, that kind of thing. And it may be autoimmune, but it may not be. It could simply be as simple as metabolic waste not being efficiently removed from the cells of the skeleton, the skeletal cells, right? When you, let's say, process proteins, for instance, animal proteins, one of the byproducts of digestion of animal proteins is uric acid. Now, if the liver is not up to speed on this, if you're eating too much protein for your needs, this uric acid can build up because the liver is unable to transform it efficiently, and it builds up in the system, and it can end up settling in the joint. This is where they relate the uric acid content to the big toe inflammation and swelling. They call it gout. Gout can happen really almost anywhere in the body. It's not just a big toe phenomenon, but these metabolic wastes stuck in the skeletal system, not being flushed out appropriately, not being altered, if you will, efficiently by the liver from the salt of from the uric, the acid, to the salt, the sodium urate, to the urine, and be urinated out. That can be that inflammatory cascade from a simple metabolic perspective. Now, it can also be due to environmental toxins overwhelming the liver. And so it's not just one thing. It could be a number of things. Now, in terms of autoimmunity, it could be that these cells have been inflamed for so long and deficient in excretory processes, low levels of selenium, the inability to produce adequate glutathione, that these cells now go rogue. These cells don't look like normal bone cells, for instance, skeletal cells. And the immune system then begins to attack it. It says, that's not me anymore. Now you've got autoimmune arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis. So all of these things are related, but they all point to similar things. Bottom line, function of the liver. The daily cleansing tea from the DACA Detox, we talk about that all the time. We just did that a little bit last hour. Go to DACADetox.com. Simple thing, every day, not too harsh, not too intense. You can start, your friend can start that, not contraindicated. If you want to go a little bit more aggressively, if I could call it that, there are homeopathic remedies that are specifically focused on these skeletal pains, like Rus Toxicodendron, Ruda. There are a number of things that can facilitate, of course, the liver doing its job, bryonia or other detoxifying remedies, dandelion, milk thistle, etc. Cherry juice, of course, when you deal with gout, because it can help accumulate or let's say bind out the gather up the uric acid. So hydration being super critical here. Chronic low-level dehydration can also contribute to polyarthritis. So the simple act of drinking adequate water, preferably molecular hydrogen-containing water. That's why the Echo Water System is so amazing, why we endorse and use it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you can go to Echo Water, of course, but easiest way, go to robertswater.com, download the ebook for free, and you can reach out to Paul Baratero, my good buddy, and he'll hook you up with the Robert Scott Bell Show deal. All right, get you set up, filter that water, clean it, and turn it into an incredible antioxidant as well. So hopefully that's helpful to you over there at UK Help Radio and around the world, wherever you're listening. This is the place where you'll hear the message about the power to heal. You know whose it is. We're just here to remind you of it. Back with Cheryl Chumley and her new book, The Devil in D.C., after these brief messages. Thanks for being here.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Each week during the Sacred Fire of Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Emord, we have somebody wonderful on, a reporter. She's done tremendous work. In fact, her book that's been out for many years, Police State USA, How Orwell's Nightmare is Becoming Our Reality, set the stage for what was to come. And this new book, we mentioned it with Jonathan on the air, Cheryl Chumley is the author, and her new book is called The Devil in D.C., And it goes right to the heart of a lot of problems that we see in our government. Cheryl Chumley, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's great to speak with you. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. And you know, you have a deeply held personal convictions, religious convictions about your life, the way you want to lead it. And you've seen, I guess starting with a few years back when you wrote Police State USA, that there were problems, but you were a solutions-oriented type person as a reporter. You're not only focusing on the problem, you're saying, hey, how can we fix some of these things?
Right. Police State USA, I guess you can look at as my pointing out of the problems. The devil in D.C. is completely solution-oriented. It's my opinion on how we can take back the country from atheists and progressives who are seeking to do it harm.
Right. Now, I find an irony here when we look at the atheists or even the leftist progressives. They do have a religion, but they may have abandoned the religion of their youth if it was a Judeo-Christian basis like most. But they've adopted the religion of science, weirdly enough. This idea that science is infallible and the white lab-coated technicians of it, whether they be medical doctors or otherwise, are worthy of worship. And that's problematic to me.
Well, it's problematic to me as well, because if you just look at it at the basic view, you know, science is changing. And it changes not just by generation, but it changes on a monthly, daily basis and so forth. So if you're using that to develop a viewpoint of politics and culture, a viewpoint of how you should live your life, then you're leading a life that's basically blowing in the wind.
Right. How many times does science reverse itself? Well, we thought it was this, and wait a second, now it's that. In the meantime, how many people have been subjected to becoming victimized by wrong information? Now, when we talk about principled healing on this show, it is a starting point that I believe it really crosses all of the bounds, if you will, or the divisions, whether they be religious or otherwise, even political. And when we talk about values, some folks out there they get a little nervous and they say, Cheryl Chumley, you seem like a wonderful, nice person, but are you trying to say that we need to establish some form of a theocracy here in America as you promote Christian values with the devil in D.C.?
No, this is not about Bible thumping. I mean, I am a Christian, and I do believe that the Bible is the Word of God and so forth. But I recognize that this country has a First Amendment, and even founding fathers who held religious beliefs, mm-hmm. who came from a Judeo-Christian principle, made it clear they did not want the government to have an established religion. What this book is about, it's about kicking government out of areas of politics and culture that are better left to the individual as put forth by the Constitution. The fact that it's based on biblical principles, that's just something that furthers what the founding fathers believed.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, when we've heard about this concept of separation of church and state. I've often argued we need a separation of medicine and state because medicine has become the new church. But if we talk about kicking government out where it doesn't belong, there isn't a freedom from religion necessarily, and I think people have interpreted it that way.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's not a constitutional principle anyhow. The fact is, founding fathers had various views of religion and how religion should be played out in the political world. Some were staunch Christians, others took a more standoff approach, but all of them believed in biblical principles, and all of them found that there were principles that could be created, that could be woven into the republic they were forming, that were common to all humans. And you can see that in the Declaration of Independence and in the amendments to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. So if we're looking at, and this is what I like about what you've written, you're solutions oriented. You're just not, as you pointed out in the earlier book, you talk about Police State USA, you acknowledge some of these problems are very severe. But here you're actually looking to say, here's some things that I believe we could do, we should adopt, we should, integrate or engage in. In particular, and I mentioned that Jonathan Emor, a good friend, and I were featured in an area where we talked about the issue of marriage. And I've said this, I'm pretty practical about these things. I think the government doesn't belong in my marriage, and so I never invited them in to begin with. Is this something you think that the audience is ready to hear?
Yes, I do. And I was actually, I'm actually glad you brought that portion up where I interviewed you, because you had a terrific quote And this goes to the heart of what my book is about. You said, stop asking permission where none is required. And you were speaking specifically permission when it comes to marriage. None is required in that area. But I take that principle and I show in my book, chapter by chapter, that's basically how we should be living our lives in modern day America now. We rely way too much on government, and the reason we're doing that is because we've removed God from all things in politics and culture, it seems like, and that's opening the doors for government to come in.
Mm. It is something that is seemingly so basic, yet we've gotten, I think, confused by all of the layers that, no, it's not possible to do what but is a God-given right. You really, there's licenses for that. I'm like thinking, this didn't happen overnight. This is perhaps generations of decline in this concept of who we are, even as spiritual beings, and the appropriate relation with government, as opposed to now a subservient relationship with government.
Right. It goes to the core of who we are as a nation. And our nation was forged on the belief that our rights come from God, not government.
Mm-hmm.
You only have to read a newspaper, flip on the TV, listen to a radio talk show to realize that we've so far strayed from that basic principle. Government is in everything. And this is the problem. It doesn't matter who we elect. It doesn't matter if we kick Obama out and bring Trump or Rand Paul or mm-hmm. whoever may run in the future for the President of the United States. It doesn't matter whether it's a Democrat or Republican in the office. We're getting the same results. So we need to look higher for a solution. And my book tells how specifically to bring back God in charge of our nation and push government out.
Well, doesn't it mean, let's say, looking at folks by their actions more than their words? Because, of course, we even see the evangelicals seemingly fall prey each election cycle to someone who they perceive to be the most like them, who can recite Bible verses better than the other, as opposed to looking at their records or their willingness to, for instance, throw our troops in harm's way for unconstitutional purposes.
Well, yes, I think we're easily fooled by the fact that, you know, this president has been so bad that we need to elect a Republican. Well, we don't really. We need to elect somebody who's moral, who has, you know, a value system that reflects those of most of America, and that feels constrained by biblical principles that say, you know, you should be a servant of not just those who elected you, but to a higher power. And I think if we start looking at our elected leaders through those veins, we will get leaders who lead this country down the right path, and we won't have to go through this panic every time we have an election.
Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about winning back the country from the beast in Washington, I love the title, The Devil in D.C. I mean, I talk about that. It's just a perfect thing. I've talked about it, you know, this some people call it a swamp, but a den of all kinds of horrible things, vipers, whatever. And I also, you know, our friend Jonathan Emore, I was like, I don't know how you survive it. I'd feel like I'd have to bathe every 20 minutes being there.
Well, that's true. And I think most people can look at Capitol Hill and the politics going on in Washington, and they're outraged and enraged. You know, constantly we elect people. In 2010, we had the Tea Party movement. In 2012, we had some more shakeups and so forth. But what are we getting in return? Nothing that benefits the American people. It only benefits the political parties, which is one of my recommendations in the book, to stop funding these political parties because they're not doing their jobs for us on Capitol Hill.
You're right. And if we go out into the churches and synagogues, the places of worship, and say, you know what, you need to really activate folks on principle and say, go out into the world and be a positive impact, engage. Again, though, some people kind of get frightened by that because, they immediately think of theocracy. That's not what we're saying here. But the churches themselves have become subservient to government. It's the simple act of asking permission to be a nonprofit through 501c3 status is, to me, wrongheaded because it violates that First Amendment.
Right. It goes back to the point that you made. Stop asking permission where none is required. Stop asking the government for permission to live your life freely. Churches have fallen down in recent years on telling people the truth because they're so afraid of losing their IRS exemption.
Mm-hmm.
And I make the point that a lot of them need to, you know, come out of their shells and not tell people who to vote for, but take on these hard issues that are ongoing and show people how to look at them through biblical truths.
Yeah, I interviewed someone who ran for president of the Constitution Party a few years back. He's also a friend of Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and he's written about this fact, too. I think that to bring this kind of thought form back out again, hopefully we'll, you know, start a grassroots ground fire, whatever you want to call it, of that recognition that in order to take our power back, we have to stop giving it away. It isn't something that we even need permission to get it back. We literally have to take it back because it's ours to begin with.
Exactly. And, you know, Robert, I know there's a lot of people out there who don't share my views, don't share my conservative Christian views. Some of them may even be atheists, and they're thinking, well, this is crazy. I don't want my elected leaders, you know, preaching to me from their office. That's not what I'm talking about. Even atheists benefit from having a moral government, and a government that gets its morals from itself is failing. Government and political leaders must get their moral authority, their moral compass from something higher, and that has to come when they're elected by people with a right moral compass. So all I'm saying is people in America need to look at God for solutions and stop turning so quickly for their politicians to come in and solve their problems that could better be solved in the private sector.
Yeah, well, and it begins in your own homes as well, and even from a scholastic perspective, the intrusion into curricula, which we don't have time to go into right now. But Cheryl K. Chumley, you are so appreciated here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Your integrity just comes right out of your pores, and I really appreciate what you've written in The Devil in D.C. No matter what religious view you hold, take it from the spiritual context that she brings it, bringing those morals, if you will, or ethics, however you want to perceive it, back into these realms will only benefit all of us, even if you're an atheist.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right, The Devil in D.C., pick it up. It's available on Amazon. We've got it linked up in the show notes. Back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Upcoming events, yeah, check them out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the IAOMT conference coming up at Orlando, and of course CalJam in California, and the Total Health Show in Canada. Check it out, and we got a new calendar that's going to be activated soon, and very excited about that. Super Don, I know you love to talk religion. I had a great discussion just then with Cheryl Chumley about her new book, The Devil in D.C.,
right.
And I always like it when I can diffuse the idea that anybody who's religious who talks about higher morals always they say, well, they want a theocracy. No, they don't. If they really understand the Constitution, they just want the freedom to be religious. And who has a problem with that? I hope not you. But anyway,
no,
of course not. Again, that's the freedom we love here on the show. But if you really believe in the First Amendment, then you have to be willing to say, well, even the Pastafarians get to have their freedom to worship the flying spaghetti monster.
I love the Pastafarians. These are the people. In fact, we covered a story, a month or two ago about the lady that won a fight to wear the colander on her head for her driver's license photo.
That was awesome. Yes. Totally awesome. And we had Paul, our buddy, Paul Berchero with, the Echo Water, robertswater.com. And he's a very devoutly religious man. And he gets it. I said, listen, we believe in religious liberty. You don't have to agree with everybody's religion as long as they're not violating your rights, but you have to stand for that freedom, however absurd you believe beliefs are. And everybody's got beliefs that somewhere you can pick out one of their beliefs and go, that's absurd. That's just the nature of beliefs, right? And not everybody within each church is going to believe the same thing about their own dogma. That's the thing, too.
The reason why I like the Pastafarians is because really this church, now it's called the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Mm-hmm.
This was something that was started in the UK, and it's really, it's kind of a mockery of religion. It's a kind of more of like an atheist type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That they put together here, and they've been around for a long time. They've gotten recognition as a religion. They've gone through all the motions. And they actually just recently registered their first official marriage celebrant in New Zealand.
Whoa! So
they can actually perform marriages.
Next time Dr. Batar goes down there, I'll see if he can hook up with a Pastafarian event or something. So I understand that the happy couple decided not to tie the knot out ultimately there. I'm looking
their
at this
very
article.
First couple that was set to be married decided mm-hmm. not to. And I love it because in the official statement here, they say that the happy couple decided not to tie the noodly knot, yeah. which was a wise decision. It was noted by, and they don't have a minister. They have a ministeroni.
So the minister is the ministeroni.
Ministeroni, and they end their prayers instead of amen.
Yes.
It's ramen.
Ramen. And that's the worst kind of pasta. Of course, see, we might not agree with their dogma or their tenets, but, man, I defend your right to believe whatever the heck you want to believe as long as it doesn't violate the rights of anyone else. It's really quite simple. And we have been granted free will. We've been granted that by that which created us. And if you believe it's a spaghetti monster, more power to you. All right? That's fine. You know, just hope you didn't have to eat it with ketchup like I did growing up. Although I didn't know any better.
I had cousins that put ketchup on everything. It was gross.
No. We joked about it. And, of course, we featured Mama Mickey here, and she didn't know any better. She wasn't Italian. You know, if you knew how she grew up. So a whole different story here. So let's see. What else is weird heading into the weekend? How about police chasing a unicorn for 3 hours, right? That's better than chasing people who use cannabis.
Now, believe it or not, I mean, there literally is not such a thing as a unicorn. I think there may have been a long time ago.
The Pastafarians believe in them, right?
Well, yes. So as a matter of fact, they do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the real story here in California, these cops ended up chasing what looked like a unicorn. It took them 3 hours to catch this thing. And what it ended up being was a pony that was dressed up for a photo shoot as a unicorn.
Okay. Well, I don't know where to go with that. So I'm just going to go right to the story about the thief that takes packages from your front door before you can get to them.
Have you ever had somebody steal a package from
your
front? Oh,
heck yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah. An enterprising young lady said she had enough, and she filled it with soiled cat litter poop.
Yes.
Yeah, and she should put on it, don't open until Christmas, so it's really nice and ripe for whoever steals it.
Yeah. Now, she actually had a security camera, and they mm-hmm. caught this thief going up to the porch and taking off with his package, not knowing that it was full of cat litter, used cat litter.
That's great. That's the comeuppance. I like that story. And by the way, if you have fecal transplant material, don't put it on your front porch because somebody might take it. And by the way, we just use probiotics, okay? Dr. O'Hears is awesome. We like that still. You can get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. All the links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Thanks for everybody for being here. Cheryl Chumley, Super Don, Captain Morgan, and the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf for Detox of Fridays. Until Sunday when we're back on the air, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.